We're up to chapter 14, verse 26. And we're going according to the Me'iri, according to the Nistar part of the Me'iri. And it says, in fear of God is a secure fortress, and for his children a shelter. So the first question is, what's the difference between a secure fortress and a shelter? And why doesn't the children have the secure fortress? And what is the secure fortress? Those are the questions. Okay? So dealing with fear of God, how it's a fortress, fear of God means that I have a fear of consequences. I analyze the consequences. And when I see the consequences, so I know how to make a decision to avoid bad consequences. So the thing is, so therefore I won't make mistakes in my decision-making. That is the secure fortress, okay? And that's better than a real fortress, because a real fortress is true, can hold people, the enemy out physically, but if I make mistakes in decision and how to deal with the enemy, so then I could fail. So therefore, it's even more secure than a secure fortress. Okay, that's fear of God. Okay? Now, when you raise children, you have to understand you set up a certain framework in which they should live, and you might educate them in a certain way. But whether they're going to do what you say, that's their decision. You can't train them to live a life of fear of God. Fear of God is a long life of training through studying Mishle and other areas of Torah that deal with consequences. So the thing is that they have to make the decision on their own. But however, they still have a shelter for a few reasons. One is because if you have straightened out your emotions because of your fear of God, so then you don't let your emotions make the decisions, so the children will pick up on that and they'll naturally make good decisions, okay? But they still have their own emotions, and since they're not trained, they're still not a secure fortress, but they do have a lower level of shelter and a situation where they will be more conducive for them to study Mishle or to study the fear of God than other people because of the way they were raised. But it's still they are the ones that have to make the decision. But naturally, they have a shelter because of the way they were raised. In other words, there are two benefits for the children. One is it removes the negative, because they don't have bad midos to bad traits to affect them. And two, they're in a situation where they could blossom and learn Torah and learn Mishle and learn fear of God, so that they're in that situation to grow. So it's two ways that they benefit.